sport?
This month, the world's most popular football tournament is in Qatar. Discover why the 22nd World Cup is different from all the others.
2022 FIFA World Cup.
It's a Winter World Cup. Since the World Cup began in 1930, it has always taken place in May, June, or July. This year, for the first time, it is in winter. Why? Well, it's too hot in the host country, Qatar, in summer. Even the world's top footballers can't score goals at 50 degrees Celsius.
Cool cultural stadiums. The matches will be played in 8 stadiums designed to honour Qatar's culture. The designs were inspired by lanterns and Bedouin tents, like the one in this photo. After the World Cup, 170,000 seats will be dismantled and donated to poorer nations to improve their stadiums.
Yellow card for carbon. Qatar's World Cup will not be 100% carbon neutral. It's true that football fans will not need to take domestic flights. The greatest distance between stadiums is just 55 kilometres. But the stadiums have air conditioning, and that's not very ecological.
A small country. It was a surprise when Qatar won FIFA's vote to host the 2022 World Cup. Some countries said it had paid to win. It is the smallest country to be host, 11,572 kilometres squared, the size of the Île-de-France, and its national team are not international stars. But football is very popular in Qatar.
Red card for human rights. Many people, including England's captain Harry Kane, are concerned about the World Cup in Qatar because of the country's reputation for human rights. For example, homosexuality is forbidden, and NGOs have criticised Qatar for exploiting foreign workers. Some fans also talk of boycotting the games.
Football fans. About 1.5 million fans want to travel to Qatar for the World Cup, but the country has only 175,000 hotel rooms. One solution is to sleep on a big cruise ship in Hamad Port. Football fans can also stay in Bedouin campsites, inspired by the traditional homes of desert tribes.